Hi, welcome to the Future of Meeting content series. I'm Dave Klopel, founder and chairman of Groups 360. And today I have the honor of having with me Andrew Messick, CEO and president of Ironman Group. Andrew, thanks for being here today. We're so glad to have you.
Thanks, Dave. I'm really happy to be here.
I have to admit, I'm excited to talk to you. Your organization is absolutely amazing.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. It's a privilege to be able to oversee the Ironman community and to be able to provide opportunities for so many athletes around the world to be able to fulfill really meaningful dreams around what's possible for them, and to be able to be both on the start line and finish line and watch people really fully realize something that they've in many cases worked hard for years is exceptionally rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, you guys instill such passion in your athletes, and I know you're passionate about racer satisfaction and racer engagement. And so how have you maintained that engagement when you've been unable to race in person?
So, we've pivoted hard towards the digital side of the business. When it became clear that this was going to be a situation that was going to really impact our athletes for an extended period of time, we started moving our races to the third and fourth quarter. We started moving our athletes, and we created a digital platform called Ironman VR that enables athletes to be able to race virtually around the world. And we have, in excess of, 100,000 athletes on the Ironman platform and over 50,000 people on the Rock and Roll Marathon platform who are racing every weekend. And we recognize it's not the same as physically interacting with your fellow athletes at events. But for now, it really is the best that any of us can do. And our athletes are a resilient bunch. And so they're doing the best they can. We're all doing the best we can. And VR has been a real help to everyone.
And when do you expect to start racing again? And then once you do start racing, do you think VR remains an important part of what you do going forward?
So it's hard to say when races will start. We're hopeful that in certain parts of the world, we'll be able to execute races this year. We are guests in the communities that host us. And we always defer to the local health authority and those local communities and their ability to be able to support our athletes safely. And so we accept the reality that in some places, they're just not comfortable. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to get races, across the line for this year. But we're also, I think, our eyes are open and we're being fairly pragmatic about the realities of what's going on. And if you look broadly speaking at what's happening to other parts of the live entertainment industry, and whether that's concerts, whether it's other sporting events, there's a lot of reason to be very careful right now.
Yeah, well said. And I'm curious, we work with lots of meeting and event planners who are planning things all over the US and in some cases overseas. You probably have a greater experience than most dealing with the varied regulatory environment and health and safety protocols. Any words of wisdom for planners on ways to manage differences in local regulation?
I think that for the foreseeable future, there's going to be meaningful travel restrictions. It's going to be more difficult than it has historically for people to travel, both on business and for recreational type circumstances. And I think we're going to need to see more progress on the pandemic, even in places that have gotten their arms around it to a greater extent, like certain countries in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Europe. But I think travel will be impacted for the foreseeable future.
And what are you hearing from your athletes on their anxiousness to get back at it and get back on the starting line?
We see in our communications with our athletes, at least now, people are more focused on local races, ones where they don't need to get on an airplane. And so as we look at, you know, our athletes who are moving around as events get canceled and postponed, we see people generally moving into events that are more within the drive market as opposed to the fly market. And that's changed in the last year. And again, I think that once we start racing, we'll go through a phase where our races are more local than they've historically been. And I think it's going to take a while for people to get the level of comfort that they have flying, particularly on long haul flights, than perhaps a year ago.
And you guys, your races create such inspirational experiences. I remember watching stories, you know, and when I was in my 20s and 30s, of just incredibly inspiring performances at the Ironman in Hawaii, and people running rock and roll marathons, you know, who, you know, one time couldn't walk and now they've completed a marathon, or people committing to race with a blind racer in the marathon. You know, how do you keep telling those stories during this time?
Part of what we continue to do in our VR series is tell the stories of these people who, you know, who are finding ways to, you know, compete in 70.3s while locked down, and they're forced to, you know, run 27 times around the block to be able to get their run in and train on trainers. And so we're trying to tell those stories. They're different, but in the times that we're living right now, I think in many ways they're no less inspirational.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are stories we all need in these kinds of times. In fact, sometimes they're more inspirational, perhaps, overcoming the challenges of COVID. And so as you think about, or you're looking around the world and seeing how businesses are responding to our new normal, you know, what are the common denominators of ones you see that are doing it successfully and are really thriving?
I think some of the lessons that we're learning around what's possible to do remotely, some of that's going to stay with us in terms of how we work, in terms of how we seek entertainment, how we interact with people socially. I think those changes are going to be ongoing, I believe. And I think we're all going to have to learn how to take advantage of the fact that necessity has forced us to overcome a bunch of obstacles that perhaps we thought were impossible to overcome, you know, less than a year ago.
And then what advice do you have for planners generally who are thinking about planning events, as an expert in the event planning industry?
Despite all of the difficulties that we're undergoing, I think it's important to understand that this primary human demand and this human drive that we have be with people who share our passions is unchanged. And so, you know, it's going to last, you know, COVID's going to last as long as it lasts. And let's hope that the people who are responsible for, you know, finding a vaccine are successful soon. But once we get through this, I think people will really flock back to opportunities to be with their tribe again, and whether that's in the theater industry, whether that's at sporting events, whether it's at conventions, whether it's at trade shows or other types of meetings, people will embrace it and will be so happy to be around their people once again.
We feel the exact same way, and we're anxious for that time, obviously. All working in the events industry together, we're all anxious for that human connection again. I think it's fantastic what you guys do and getting thousands of people together to overcome and to achieve and to be fit and to live healthy lifestyles. It's fantastic. So I just want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Wish you all the best and wish you well through the rest of the COVID pandemic, and we'll be looking for your great success on the other side as we can all gather again together.
It's a pleasure. See you on the other side.